Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to a brand new review on the Sam Bissell podcast on the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions. And right now I'm going to be doing a review for the brand new Radio Silence film Abigail, which stars Melissa Barrera, Dan Stevens, Alicia Weir, Catherine Newton, Kevin Durand, Angus Cloud, Giancarlo Esposito, and was of course directed by the team that is known as Radio Silence.
You all came highly recommended. You know the rules. No real names, no backstories, no cell phones.
So whose kid is she?
A very wealthy man who's about to be $50 million poorer.
Now, Abigail is about a group of criminals who kidnap a ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure as they retreat to an isolated mansion. They are unaware that they are actually locked inside with no normal little girl. And I'm just going to leave it at that with the basic premise of this film, because even though the trailers do give away what actually happens and what this girl actually is, I want to kind of leave it for you guys to go and check out if you haven't seen the trailers yet, if you are interested in seeing Abigail. And with this film, I was very excited to check this one out. I am a huge fan of Radio Silence. I'm a big fan of the last two Scream films. I'm a big fan of really kind of the film that brought them on, I think, the radar of a lot of people with Ready or Not back in 2019. So I was really looking forward to this film, knowing that it was going to kind of be a reimagining of another Universal monster film from their library that Universal has with the likes of Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula, and so on and so forth. And knowing over the last couple of years that Universal has kind of allowed these creatives to do different things with these monsters and not have it kind of be one connected universe like they were going to be doing when they did the Tom Cruise The Mummy back in 2017, they've allowed the creators to have their own distinct mark on these films, like Leigh Whannell did back in 2020 with The Invisible Man, which starred Elizabeth Mutch, which to me is kind of the highlight of what the potential these films could be moving down the pipeline and moving forward and kind of the creative control that these artists have. And so when I heard that Radio Silence and the team that they have together over at Project X were going to be doing their own version of this for one of these characters and make their own kind of a film, knowing the kind of filmmaking and the kind of tone that Radio Silence does, I was very excited about that. And seeing the trailers, I really liked what I've seen so far. The cast is a well-rounded kind of all-star cast of really well-known names. I think the team of directors is really good. So there was a lot working in favor for this film. It seemed like a lot of fun. And sure enough, when I went to go see this film, when I came out of it, I had the same smile on my face, positive buzz and vibes that I had coming out of a lot of other Radio Silence films, was that it's just a fun, insane, wild time at the movies. And they just consistently deliver and do not disappoint with their films. I think one of the great things that Radio Silence does with their movies is that they're just always consistent in what they do, whether it's a Scream film or whether it's an original like Ready or Not. They're always just able to deliver fun, enjoyable times for audiences to just kind of go away for a couple of hours and just go into another world, be scared, have some laughs, have some scares, just have really a good time with friends or whoever you go with, or even if it's by yourself, just having a fun, enjoyable time at the movies. And so far, Radio Silence and the last four films, including Abigail that I've seen from them, have just been able to deliver on that pace and on that level consistently throughout. Some of the things that I really did enjoy about this film was the cast for it. I think everyone in the cast is amazing, but to highlight some of the people that really stood out to me, I thought Melissa Barrera did an outstanding job. Dan Stevens, I think, delivers such a unique, kooky character that he's kind of having this moment in 2024 right now between this and Godzilla Kong New Empire. Catherine Newton was fun and enjoyable in this one. So was Alicia Weir as the main title character of Abigail. What she is tasked to do in this film is remarkable. And really, the film doesn't work if you're not believing this character and really engaged in who this person is and what this person, this thing is that they are kind of keeping in isolation. And I think she is a big part for why this film is successful. And that's a lot to put on a young actress, and she really does deliver in this film. And also Kevin Durant, who I think is going to have a really, really good middle of 2024 between this and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. So to see him kind of have a moment as well was really cool. to me, Melissa Barrera, she's obviously been in the news the last couple of months with everything that's been going on with her, but a lot of people wondering, is she going to be a hindrance on this film between the success of this film? Will people be able to watch this film for her? All this kind of stuff. And I just think overall, whatever you think about Melissa Barrera, she has always been a really, really good actress between her work in The Heights, the Scream films. She continues to do that in this film, playing the character of Joey. And I think the reason that Radio Silence always wants to work with her is that they know what she brings to the table. She knows how to work with these directors, and she just is able to deliver on what they're always asking for the character that she is playing. And I think kind of like the Scream films, where her character of Sam, along with some of the core four in the Scream films, are kind of the core heartbeat of those movies. I think the character of Joey, along with the character of Abigail, are very much the heart, the lead of this film, that give it the emotional heft that you're engaged with when these people are running for their lives and the horror that is ensuing. So I just think she's able to deliver great performances. And I think in this film, she's a kind of the emotional connection in this group of criminals that you're trying to decide whether you want to root for them or whether you want to see them get killed. You're not really sure how to feel about it. But I think from the very beginning, Radio Silence and the writers identify that this is somebody who is able to tell right from wrong. And even though she's a complicated character, she's still somebody deep down that I think audiences can really root for. So she's really the guiding, beating light of this movie that you follow. And I think she does an outstanding job. Again, Dan Stevens just is able to deliver such versatile roles. And I think in this film, he's just hamming it up in the best way possible. He's having a lot of fun in this role. Same thing with Catherine Newton. She's just somebody who is able to deliver kind of a sweet, kind of hard-edged innocence into the characters that she's playing. She's really funny in this film. Same thing with Kevin Durant. He's kind of the muscles of this film, but he's somebody who is also kind of a little bit aloof, but he has a kind soul to him as well. So I think a lot of these actors knew the assignments that they were given and performed them to pretty much perfection. And one of the other things about the cast that is very obviously noticeable is that this is one of not the last productions that Angus Cloud was a part of before he passed away last year. And he did a really, really good job in this film. And it's just so sad to see that what he was able to deliver in this film, he could have done for so many years to come in so many different projects, along with what he was able to do as Fez in Euphoria as well. So I just think it was hard to see him on the screen, just because knowing that this was one of the last times that we would see him on screen in a performance. And he just does a really, really good job. I think the chemistry between him and Catherine Newton is really, really well done. And I like the back and forth that they have at the beginning of the film is really funny and cool. So again, it's heartbreaking to see, but the performance that Angus Cloud does give in the screen time that he is allowed is really, really well done. I think people will come away kind of, again, heartbroken, but happy for what he was able to put on the screen in Abigail. And then again, I think with Radio Silence, like I said before, they're just consistently good in what they're able to provide in their films. I think one of the great things about not just Ready or Not or Abigail, but also their Scream films, is that they also were able to deliver on great characters and great emotion. That for the Scream films, you weren't relying on Sidney Prescott or Courtney Cox or David Arquette. They were in those films, but Radio Silence and the team were able to deliver new and enjoyable characters that you cared for. And I think the same thing applies for Abigail, where you are invested in these characters, and I think they give great backstory without kind of going into an exposition heavy moment in the film. I think the way that the script is able to feature the backgrounds of each of these characters and make it kind of flow within the pacing of the film and drop little nuggets here and there is really, really smart. And I think, again, it's just able to showcase that it's not just the gore and the violence and the horror. It's all these things that kind of bring it together, and somehow this team is able to just blend everything so well together and have great balance throughout the movie. And I think they're great masters and craftsmen of horror, building up really good tension, but also peppering in really good comedic bits throughout this movie. This movie, for a good portion of it, is really funny. I mean, Kevin Durant has some really good lines. Dan Stevens does. Catherine Newton. Every single one of these people are able to just bring levity to the film in moments that it needs to happen and not feel like it's forced. And I feel like in movies, whether it's horror or action, thrillers, when you want to try to infuse a little bit of comedy in there, sometimes it can feel a little bit forced. But I think what Radio Silence has been able to do in a lot of their films is sprinkle in comedy throughout that feels genuine and authentic and right for that specific moment. And it continues in what they're able to do with Abigail. And I just think, again, it always relies on the consistency in what they're able to do. And they just bring it every single time. The big thing in this film is, as well, and it happens a lot with Radio Silence films, is the blood and the violence. And of course, this one is not short of any blood whatsoever. This one is just, from beginning to end, has a lot of gory moments throughout it. So if you're somebody who has a little bit of a weak stomach, I would not advise seeing this film. But I do think if you do like kind of the blood and guts and gore of it, Radio Silence delivers on that. But the interesting thing that they do about this movie is that they ramp up to it. They choose their moments that they go full on bloody violent. And then the ending is a kind of big bloody extravaganza that they go for. But the film definitely has its violent moments, but it doesn't always go gore, 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 gore all the time. They always make sure to ramp it up, each one of the set pieces that they do. And the ending of this film is truly insane. And I like the twists that happen in this film as well, because even though if you know what happens overall in the film, I think there's little twists that happen throughout the film that you don't know really what's going to happen. And I think there's a third act twist that nobody is going to see kind of coming that actually really works and kind of turns the audience a little bit in a different direction than I was as myself looking for. And I think it really worked for the best. And I think it identified a couple of things that when you see the film progress makes a whole lot of sense. And I just think overall this is a really fun, enjoyable film. And again, Radio Silence just is able to deliver fun times at the movies. I don't think anyone's going to come out and saying this is the best film of the year or one of the top 10 when I make my top 10 list of 2024, which it could. Everyone has their own top 10 list, to each their own. But I just think overall, in the middle of April, gearing up for the summer movie season, I think people are just going to are looking for fun times at the movies right now. And I think once again, Radio Silence does deliver that. And I think this is just another great encapsulation of the great work that they're able to do. So I really enjoyed it. I think they did a great job with this. The cast is awesome. The kills are awesome. The horror, the comedy, the action, all of it just works really, really, really well together. The chemistry between the cast members is really well done. This criminal group is one that you become invested in. Around 30 minutes into the film, you really are invested in the ride that they're going on here. So I think everything worked on this film. It's a really fun time. I highly recommend it, which is why I'm going to be giving Abigail an 8.3 out of 10 stars. I really enjoy this film. What about you guys? Did you guys see Abigail yet? What did you think about it? Let me know down below in the comment section of this podcast and leave your thoughts. And with that down and out of the way, that will do it for this review on the Sam Bassell podcast. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out my channel for more content. You check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, SoundCloud, and much more. Also, make sure to tune in onto the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions, and be sure to check out the other amazing shows that are on there, such as You Mad Bro, the number one source to see what the internet is pissed off about on a weekly basis. Also, make sure to check out Goal-Driven Professionals, geared toward improving client relations, return on investment, and customer acquisition costs for independent businesses and services. Also, make sure to check out The Daily Grind, a weekly motivational podcast with Kelly Johnson, giving you everyday tips and key takeaways on reaching your goals. Also along the way, make sure to check out these other amazing shows on the Podcast Solutions, such as Wrestle Attic Radio, Pretzelmania Podcast, and Midnight Showing. You can check these out and so much more on the website, ambiguouspodcastsolutions.com, also on Facebook and Twitter at Real Ambiguous. And if you want to check out Canopy Treehouse, use the coupon code AMBIGUOUS. Also, when you get a chance, make sure to follow me on social media. You can find me on X/Twitter, at Bassell Samuel, that's BUSSELLSAMUEL, and also on Facebook at Sam Bassell. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this review, and until next time, keep on screening.
game to her.
What can I say? I like playing with my phone.
Hello?